Marshmello and Selena on Mix 97. Good morning. Final Friday of what? November. It's the 30th.
Yeah, tomorrow is the 1st of December, and then it's 24 days till Christmas.
2 weeks ago, we had a contest here at Mix 97. How would you like to play with the Toronto Maple Leafs? Like, be in the dressing room with the alumni, all the big stars from yesteryear, coming to Wellington tomorrow night. We had a lot of entries. Winning entry was a guy by the name of Gary McIsaac. He's 37 years old. His daughter had a battle with cancer. She's doing well. He used to play hockey on a regular basis, but life got in the way of things, and he's 37 years old, doesn't play as much as he'd like to, but he did send us a letter, and he was our winner. Does that pretty well sum it up, Mr. McIsaac?
Yes, sir. That's about it.
Okay, so the Toronto Maple Leaf alumni have reached out to you over the last couple of weeks. What do they have to say to you?
Oh, it's crazy. I spoke with the Leafs Association. They've been getting me done for my jersey with my name and number on the roster. Like, it's crazy.
Feel like a big wheel now, eh, buddy?
Oh, geez. Yeah, you have no idea.
Good for you. Okay, but on Monday I sent you some questions because I wanted you to be well-read in that dressing room tomorrow night with the alumni. I want you to sound like you know what you're talking about, right? So you signed up for Kelly's Hockey School, right?
Yeah.
But you just admitted moments ago on the show that you use Google for all the answers.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to do my research.
Yeah, that's not a bad
thing. But that's not fair.
Well, you know, Gary's trying to just make sure he puts his best foot forward.
No, I asked him to do the research, not Google the answers. Well, I mean,
it's convoluted, though.
You
said
do
the research. Yeah, you said do the research, which meant you thought Google.
I'm not a teacher, but I've had many teachers in my family, and that's not the way we did it. We did old school. We actually looked it up and read books.
But okay. That's called Google now.
So the teacher in me this morning, and maybe some teachers are going to be upset, but I'm going to change the questions.
Oh, come on now. It's Kelly, you can't do that.
No, I'm going to change the questions because I sent you four questions, and you just use Google to get the answers, so I don't think that's fair.
I think that's pretty good. That's pretty fair.
Why do you want to rattle Gary? He's got a big day tomorrow. He doesn't want to be stressed out. He's got to play with the best.
No?
You have no idea what I'm going through. You can't throw this at me now, too.
Yeah.
No, buddy. I told you where to go for the Toronto Maple Leaf information, and now I'm going to change the questions. Four different ones. Let's see how well you do.
All right. Well, I know pretty good. I love hockey, so let's go.
Okay. One of the guys you'll play with tomorrow night had a book out just over a year ago called Killer. Name the player.
Dougie Gilmore.
So easy.
Okay, smarty pants. First overall NHL draft in 1985 will be one of your teammates tomorrow night.
That's my mom's favorite player, Wendell Clark.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Wendell Clark was traded to Quebec in 1994. Whom was he traded for?
Oh, come on. This is easy. It's Matt Sundin.
Well, look at you go.
I am a hockey fan, you know.
Okay. You are.
All right, McIsaac.
You did say you bleed blue.
McIsaac, I'm going to put you in your place, okay?
All right, let me
You'll
have it.
You'll never get this one. Willing to bet $5, okay?
All right, let me grab my laptop.
No. No, you're not going to get this one.
All right.
Name the Toronto Maple Leaf player who played for the team and was also a member of Parliament in Ottawa at the same time. You'll never get it.
Oh, gee. Hold on. I do know this one. Red Kelly? Red Kelly from the 62, right?
Who was it again?
Red Kelly?
Okay,
Sean's upset now.
I didn't use my computer, I swear to
you. Whatever. Yeah. Good luck tomorrow night.
No. Are you excited or what, honestly? What are you feeling?
Oh, God, you have no idea. Like, 2 weeks ago, it was excitement. Now, my nerves are wrecked. Like,
wow.
I was sitting there last night talking to my wife, and I said, you know, it's crazy. I'm going to be on the ice and literally looking across with the puck passing it to Wendell Clark, you know. And literally, my stomach starts to flip. It's just insane.
You need to remember that moment that your stick touches the puck, you pass it, And then you look into their eyes. It's like one of those slow motion Hallmark moments where you're like, and then I fell in love.
Get a lot of video. Get lots of pictures. You're right. It was right, Kelly. Get a lot of pictures, a lot of video, and really enjoy it tomorrow. Embrace it. Christmas comes early for you. Having a chance. Gary McIsaac lining up with the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night. What number did they give you?
Yeah, before I go, I just want to say a huge thank you to Mix 97, Sean, Herlana. You guys are amazing. This was a dream come true. Like, you have no idea for me. It's thank you so much.
Beautiful. And what number did they give you?
77.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful. A lucky double seven.
That's what I picked. It's my favorite player has always been Ray Bourque, so.
Don't mention that in the dressing room tomorrow.
No, of course not.
Have fun, Gary.
It was my dad's favorite, so I kind of took that. So,
beautiful.
No, everything's just so perfect right now.
Call us Monday with an update how it went.
For sure, guys.
Beautiful.
Thanks. Bye.
Gary McIsaac from Quinny West. What a night he'll have tomorrow night, 7:55 at the Mix.